Today we're about to conclude the second parak of Maseches Shviyos with Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So we know, as we mentioned before, that it's very important to determine what year produce belongs to. Does it belong to the third year, which is a Maaser Ani year, or the fourth year, which is a Maaser Sheni year? Does it belong to the sixth year, which is a year of regular Trumas or Maaseros, including Maaser Ani, or the seventh year, which is a Shemitah year, and therefore has Kedusha Shviyos? So I think we pointed out at some point, that vegetables all depend on when you pick the vegetables. That if you pick the vegetables during a Shemitah year, then it's Shemitah vegetables. If you pick the vegetables during the sixth year, then it is sixth year vegetables. That is unlike fruits of a tree. Fruits of a tree really depend on when they emerge from the tree. But vegetables are all about when you pick the vegetables. However, not all vegetables are the same. Habetzalim vasarisim, if you have onions that don't produce any seeds, saris means that which is sterile, just like a person who's a saris, is a person who's not able to have children. So betzalim vasarisim are onions that are not able to have children, so to speak. They're not able to reproduce. They don't produce any seeds. Upala mitzri, or Egyptian beans that you plan on eating. Not like we learned about the pala mitzri in yesterday's Mishnais, where you're zera'o lezera betchila, where you planted for the seeds in the first place. Over here we're talking about pala mitzri that you want to eat. Shemaname mayim shloshim yom v'nei Rosh Hashanah. If you didn't water them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is a fairly common thing to stop watering them sometime before you want to pick them, because they're much better when they're dried out a little bit. They're much better for picking when they're dried out a little bit. So if you stopped watering them 30 days before Hashana, misasrin l'sha'avar, then they're even though you didn't pick them until the Shemitah year, they're considered to be the previous year's produce. So if you stopped watering them more than 30 days before Hashanah of the Shemitah year, they're considered 60 year produce, and the Chayiv and Maaserani and all the other Maaseros, Umutar and Beshavias, and they do not have Kedusha Shavias, even though you're picking them during the Shemitah year. But if you didn't stop watering them 30 days in advance, then Asur and Beshavias, then they do have Kedusha Shavias, because you're picking them during the Shemitah year, and you didn't stop watering them enough in advance of the Shemitah year, Umasasun Shana Haba, and they're going to be considered the produce of the year after that Rosh Hashanah, in terms of Trumas HaMaisos. So if, let's say, we're not talking about the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, let's say we're talking about the Rosh Hashanah of the, between the second and the third year. So you stopped watering it 2 weeks before the Rosh Hashanah of the third year, that is going to be third year produce, Chayv HaMaiser Ani, Vishal Baal. But if these very same onions or beans are growing in a field that's naturally moist, that's naturally wet, it's in a valley where the water all trickles down the mountain and ends up on this field, so you don't water it very often at all, then it doesn't depend on 30 days of not watering, then it depends on however frequently you normally water that field, double that. And if you haven't watered the field in that amount of time, then it's considered to belong to the previous year. But if you have watered the field within double the amount of time that you would normally water it, then it belongs to the following year. Say the same idea, but a different amount. Not double the amount of time that you normally take to water field, but triple the amount of time that it would normally take to water the field. Now we move on to Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah discusses the halacha of deluin, which are gourds that were dried in order to use their seeds. Deluin shekimon zera. Let's say you have gourds that you just kept them attached to the ground because you want them to get really dry and really hard, so they could use you could use it for the seeds. Meaning you want to plant new gourds using that. So im hukshu lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'nifsul me'achol adam, if they became hard before Rosh Hashanah to the point that people can't even eat them anymore, mutar l'chayim b'shvius, then you could put them away during the Shemitah year to plant them in the future, because since they're not edible, and even before Shemitah year started they were considered not edible, that's considered 60 year produce, it's not considered Shemitah produce. But v'imlav, but if they were still edible when the Shemitah year started, asur l'chayim b'shvius, and you're not allowed to put them away for later planting during the Shemitah year. Hatmar shalat asuros b'shvius, if you have the buds of gourds, they're always going to be asur during the Shemitah year, even if they're hard and inedible, because the tamaros look like they're edible. So it's like a maris ha'ayin issue. It will look like you're putting away something edible for future planting, and it looks like you're doing that avoda during the Shemitah year. Now, there's no issur of watering a field during Shemitah, on a daraisa level, but midrabanan, it's often asur. So when what are the rules of that? So marbitz in ba'afra lavan, you're allowed to water a grain, the dirt of a grain field. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's at least Rabbi Shimon's shita. I mean, usually working in the field is mutter during Shemitah only if it's to prevent the loss of the field or the ruination of the field. However, the Chacham were a little more makel with watering grain fields and allowed it until the very end of the 6th year, so that grain that grew during the 6th year will continue to grow during the Shemitah. They even allowed watering grain fields during the Shemitah itself in order to keep the ground moist so that crops are going to grow in the year after Shemitah. But you're not allowed to water during Shemitah just to benefit the crops that started growing during Shemitah and are actually going to be picked during Shemitah. So if it's purely for the sake of the Shemitah produce, you're not allowed to water. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oser. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it's Oser, meaning a field can only be watered when it's going to be ruined if you don't water it, but not to help crops grow, even if it's pre-Shemitah crops or post-Shemitah crops, you're not allowed to water the field. Mimarsin ba'orez b'shvias, you're allowed to soak the soil of a rice field with water during Shemitah year, so that the rice plants stay alive. Rabbi Shimon Omer, aval ein mechaschin, you're not allowed to trim the leaves of the rice plant, because that will help the plant grow better, and that's considered promoting growth during the Shemitah year itself. So to summarize, Mishnah Tes, we learned that when it comes to onions that cannot reproduce and pula mitzri, if you stop watering them within more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, they are last year's produce. Within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, they are this year's produce. And when it comes to a field that doesn't need very much watering at all, we have machlokas tanakama and the Rav Meir and the Chachamim. How long does it have to go without watering prior to Shemitah to be considered last year's produce? Either twice the amount of time in between normal watering, or three times the amount of time in between normal waterings. And then in Mishnah Yud, we learned about gourds that you want to keep for Zera, so if they were inedible by the time Shemitah came, you're allowed to put them away during Shemitah, pick them and put them away during Shemitah for future planting. But if they were still edible by the time Shemitah came, then you're not allowed to pack them away. And the buds, the tamaros that grow on them, are always going to be asked to pack away, because that looks like something that's edible, even though in reality it's inedible. And then the Mishnah concluded by talking about what you're allowed to do with rice in order to maintain the plant, but you're not allowed to do things with rice that will actually promote the growth of the rice during the Shemitah year. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the beginning of the 3rd parak of Masechet Shavuos.